B-Pod Studios.
Did you know from your first interaction, first meeting, first conversation with your partner that they were the one?
No. Oh, wait, I thought you were asking me. If you were asking me, the answer is no.
Okay.
But that's the question on the getter.
That's the question on the page.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Although if you asked Nicole, she said yes.
See, that's the thing.
She said
both
yes.
People don't always agree, because yeah. Then that's what I'm finding is a theme from people who are commenting. Yeah. They're like, I didn't know, but my partner said they knew right away.
Yeah. Well, she said yes the first time we went out, not the first time like we interacted,
okay.
But the first time we went out. But it's all because of the Bachelorette yesterday. This is the season, apparently, where the girl left. Because
yes, Claire, she leaves and quits, and we don't know exactly when. The prediction that I'm seeing all over social media is it's like 2 episodes or 3 episodes in, she quits the show.
Yeah.
Because she says that she met her husband and doesn't want to continue.
Yep. And here's the crazy thing. Pebbles is laughing. No, Pebbles, you're really going to laugh at this, because it's crazy, because not only is it like when she met or started talking to him, it was the second she saw. So what, they roll up in limousines and
yes.
Get out of the limousines?
So the night one, the Bachelorette is standing outside the mansion.
Yeah.
And each one of the bachelors comes up in whatever car they choose. It's usually limos.
Yeah.
And they just get out. They introduce themselves to her, usually in a very unique manner because they want to be remembered. And then they walk inside.
Okay.
So it's just she's meeting 30 different men or however many different men on last night's episode.
And this is when she meets the guy that she ended up leaving the show for. Dale.
Yeah.
My name is Dale. I really do feel this is going to be special.
I agree.
Yeah. I can't wait to see inside.
Oh, man. I definitely feel like I just met my husband.
So she meets this guy. He introduces himself to her, and she's like, I felt like I met... Do you know what number guy? He wasn't number 30 or anything, right?
No, and he was somewhere in the middle.
So there were still other guys that had to come out. And she already...
Yes.
That's special right there.
Yes.
She wanted to, you know what, to him.
He's very, very attractive. But no, you could see it in her. Like, she had a tingling going all through her body. She was like doing the whole, like, when you start tearing up and you start fanning your face, she was doing that.
Really?
Listen, we've all felt that. Come on now. And if we married everybody, we felt that Seriously, you've never had a tingle? From
lots of
meetings,
them.
I've had
some people.
I don't know if you call it a tingle. It's a boner. I've had but mine's always just been like, wow, she's really attractive. I've never been like, I need to marry that woman immediately. You know, I've never had that type of interaction with someone. I've had interactions where I see someone and maybe like they're going to get on a bus or a train, and I'm like, I should talk to them, but.
Like, you feel drawn to them. Like, I get that.
But it's never
chemistry, connection.
I wouldn't even say that, because it's always just looking at someone. So I would say the first thing is just basic, like, animal attraction.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's just sexual.
I don't even know if it's sexual, but it's definitely like an attraction. Like, wow, she's really pretty or something like that. Like, I've never seen that with somebody who I don't consider attractive and been like, I need to go talk to that beast because I feel like there's a connection there.
Hmm. But then to jump straight from that. To they're my husband?
Yeah.
Yo.
Like, that seems a little extra.
It does, but I'm telling you right now, we have a lot of people that are weighing in on this, and quite a few people are saying that's how it happened for them. One girl was saying it was on their first date. She went home and told her best friend that she just met her husband. And then, and then we have a girl like Jennifer saying that when she saw this dude at the gym, she knew he was going to be her husband one day. And then they've been together 11 years now, married for 6.
Holy crap.
So what happened?